Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You know, if you're a regular listener here, from time to time, we ask Sean Mozell to come in here. He's trained in pain management, hypnotism, medical hypnotism, and he is the owner of the Wilmette Hypnosis Center, as well as the Stop Smoking Center and the Spinal Touch Clinic in Wilmette, Illinois. Sean, we asked you to come in this morning because coming off the holiday weekend, getting back in the routine, it can be stressful, can't it?
Yeah, but you got to keep your mind where you want it, Bob. You got to have thoughts that feel good. It's all about good feeling thoughts on a regular basis. Waking up and thinking good thoughts.
And I know you're big on sleep, and it's interesting what you say about sleeping before midnight and after midnight. Tell me about that.
Every hour you go to sleep before midnight is equivalent to 2 hours after midnight. If you want to wake up refreshed, go to bed early.
Well, we know that, but you know, if you only get like 5 or 6 hours sleep, if you go to bed before midnight, you're in trouble, aren't you?
Yeah, you want your 7 hours. 8 hours is ideal for the brain health, but there's chemicals produced from 10 in the evening till about 2:30. You actually produce a codeine in your body when you sleep, and the more hours before midnight, the better you feel.
Everything that you do and teach, you know, whether it's pain relief or trying to help somebody stop smoking, it's really about breathing a lot, isn't it?
Well, the breathing techniques produce chemicals, like when you press your belly out and then you hold it and you exhale longer than you inhale. Anytime you exhale longer than you inhale, you literally instantly slow down your heart, which means the circulation increases, you're a better problem solver, your two nervous systems, your body relaxes.
Even if you're stuck in traffic, does that work?
That's the best time. If you're stuck in traffic, inhale, blow your belly out, hold it for a few seconds, but exhale twice as long as you inhale. Anytime you exhale longer than you inhale, you instantly de-stress.
Does that trick work, helping you go to sleep? I forget the numbers now.
It's the 4-7-8. That's you blow the. It's all about blowing that lower belly out. You blow the belly out, hold it for 7, and you exhale as you just gently pull the belly in.
4-7-8?
Yes. Four, for the count of 4, you press your belly out, hold it for 7. If you can't hold it for 3 or 4, that's good, but I want you to long exhalation as long as you can. Anytime you exhale longer than you inhale, you de-stress.
Talk about how actually you can help people relax their muscles if they're sore with various techniques.
Well, I work with a lot of wounded warriors. That is one of the top comfort producing techniques there is, the 4-7-8. It's called the comfort producing breath. When you blow your belly out and you press the belly in, that's how you produce the codeine, endorphin, serotonin, and melatonin. That's why it puts people back to sleep. And you can go on the internet, just Google 4-7-8, it'll be there.
We've talked about that before, and when I can remember, I do that, and it does work. It really does.
If you're pressing your belly out, you're blowing your belly out and exhaling for double that amount, you are going to sleep. When you blow your belly out, your diaphragm drops about 2 inches, and you pull on the vagus nerve, and you produce serotonin, which is the Prozac. You produce codeine, endorphins, and you produce melatonin.
You're a active member of the National Guild of Hypnotists, and people, I think, still don't understand hypnotism. You don't have a watch on a chain.
No,
hypnosis
is the bypassing of the critical thinking. Like when you fall asleep, you go in a hypnotic state. Einstein called it focused daydreaming. When you wake up, anytime you're relaxed, you bypass that critical thinking. That's why when you wake up, and if you have thoughts that feel good, that's equivalent to 24 hours of thinking what you think or what you say as you wake up. use your thoughts wisely. Mm-hmm. Pay attention to what you're thinking when you wake up, because that sets your mood for the day.
I was trying to tell this to my daughter last night. She had to take a flight back to Duke, where she's working, and the flight was delayed, and she knew she had to get up really early this morning, and she was freaking out because she was only going to get 3 or 4 hours sleep. And I was trying to tell her, in your mind, why don't you think, I'm going to be well-rested. I am well-rested. You can actually trick your body in a way, can't you?
Absolutely. It's all about the thoughts you dwell on. The part of your brain, this is the new sixth sense, the thoughts you dwell on. People who have fear, worry, anxiety, they're dwelling on fear, worry, and anxiety or anger. That's the new sixth sense in the medical hypnosis. The groups of words you dwell on will determine how you feel. And you know what you're dwelling on by how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
So pay attention. It only takes 17 seconds of a continual thought that will automatically, without your blessings, have another set of 17 seconds that matches that. And by the time you get to a minute and 8 seconds, you're feeling it in your body. The new sixth sense is the groups of words you're dwelling on. And what's interesting, you are the only person putting those thoughts you're dwelling on in your brain. So what are you choosing to dwell on? And there's only two types of brain current. This is so interesting. There's it's called excitatory or inhibitory. If you're thinking thoughts, I've got this, things work out for me, I'm okay, I'm blessed, you're slowing down your stress. If you're thinking thoughts of fear, worry, anxiety, or anger, you're going to feel it.
This is so fascinating. I love it when you come in here and talk about this. And people can go online later and hear this conversation again, because it's kind of like your meditations that I recorded a long time ago and listened to. It's very helpful.
Nice. Yes.
We'll post that later at WGNradio.com. After a break, I want to talk a little more about this and also meditation, and we'll give you a moment of Zen. How about that? WGN. Chatting with Sean Mozell, who is trained in the practice of psychoorientology. That's about the mind-body connection, isn't it, Sean?
It sure is. I got to study with Jose Silva for about 17 years. It's the study of how do you rewire your brain, the neurons, via thinking, and how do you program the subconscious on purpose, consciously.
Can you trick yourself into feeling good? In other words, can you pretend to be happy and then you will actually be happy?
You can, it's the thoughts, but I'll tell you, the one technique is smile. When you produce a smile, or you, even a fake laugh, you produce chemicals that will increase your happiness immediately.
Test that out in the car right now. We'll see if it works. And I heard this one time, that the brain can only deal with like one thought at a time, in spite of the fact that we like to multitask and we all try to do that. But the idea being, if you're thinking a good thought, that bad thought won't get in there. Is that true?
That's how you don't think about the white elephant in the room. You change the words you're thinking.
And so you hear athletes talk about visualization and just sort of focusing on maybe a future victory or a future success on a field or on a court. Do you believe in that?
Oh, that's how you do it. You have to see the future in the future already happened. So before you get out of bed, if you're in a business meeting, you're doing something, you need to really, really crash it, do it. You have to see it before you get out of bed as if it's already happened. So you're seeing the future in the state, future already happened, end result already happened.
So what you're doing there is you're training your subconscious to expect something positive?
Correct. You're playing the imaginary video of that meeting, that accomplishment already happened. That's how you do it. That's how the athletes do it. It's called mental rehearsing. Mm-hmm. You can do it for business. You can do it for love life. You could do it for your money. You can do it for whatever you need. See the future already happening and feel it.
Let's talk about meditation for a couple of seconds here and how you can really meditate any place, anywhere, anytime, can't you?
Correct. A really great one is just roll your eyes up a little bit, take a deep breath, and you're there.
Hold on. Let me get you set up here so you can introduce a moment of Zen. Tell us what we need to do to get ready for this, Sean.
Okay. Just going to loosen your grip around the wheel. Keep your hands on the wheel. Blow your belly out for the count of four. Blow it out. Blow it out. Blow it out. There you go. Hold it. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Exhale for eight. Exhale through the mouth. Exhale, exhale, exhale. Do that 2, 3, 4 more times.
Namaste to you. And thanks to Sean Mozell, certified consulting hypnotist. He's at the Wilmette Stop Smoking Center and Hypnosis Center. And I think we're always better off for your visits here, Sean. We appreciate it.
Oh, I'll see you next time. It's always an honor. Right place, right time. Remember, think good feeling thoughts. Feelings is what programs the subconscious. Feelings.
I love our visits. I mean, we are getting pretty good about exercise and going to the gym or going out for a walk or a run, but we kind of neglect our mind a lot, don't we?
The thoughts you dwell on determines your life.
Remember that when you hear any bad news.